All right, so I am now, because there's nobody else in the waiting room, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 6:01 p.m. and I'm calling to order the November 30th, 2021 Town of Heath virtual meeting for the Select Board. Welcome, everybody. This is actually a additional meeting we slid in for a couple of topics. So we do have a shortened agenda for tonight. And the first thing will be identification of callers. So myself, Robert Provost Carlson, I am here. We have other Select Board members. Let's see, Sue Lively.
Here.
Oh, and I should say, sorry, the meeting is being recorded. Brian Reeves.
Here.
We have Helma Sumner, Town Coordinator.
I'm here.
Okay, and then our guests. So Barbara Gordon.
Here.
Nancy Thane.
Hi.
Jesse Wiegand. That's a yes, shaking his head yes. Tara Mason. Hello. Pat McGann.
Here and recording.
And Pam, right? Yeah.
Yep, I'm here.
Pam Porter. Hello.
Did you get Nancy?
Oh, Nancy, thanks. Did I say that? Did I say that? Yeah, okay. Right. Sorry if I didn't. Okay, welcome everyone. So tonight for appointments, we actually have a 6:10 p.m. appointment. That's Nancy's interview for office assistant position. And so before that, we're going to review the agenda. We do have an addition of a couple pieces of mail that we need to deal with that were received. So we'll add that in at some point. And because there are a couple folks from the public here, we will have a public comment, a short public comment section. Sue, anything else?
No.
Brian?
I have nothing.
Helma?
I believe I'm all set, thank you.
I will also make the announcement for everybody that's here that as the executive sessions for tonight, in my opinion, the executive session that's listed first, that's for the deliberation and strategy, the long-term lease for Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater. I do not feel that needs to go into executive session tonight. So that will stay as an open part of the meeting and it is listed under COVID. Brian, Sue, do you have any issue with that?
No.
No.
Okay. And the other piece is the executive session for the deliberation and strategy for new singular wireless AT&T Mobility versus Town of Heath. We have not heard anything back from the attorney at this point in time, so I do not believe we need to have this executive session tonight. Is there any difference in that opinion, Brian or Sue?
No.
No, we don't have any new information to work with.
Nope. Okay, so number two, executive session is off the schedule, and number one is actually going to just roll into open session, Hilltown Youth Recovery. Okay, great. We have a couple minutes, 6:04, we have a couple minutes, so I will open it up for a quick public comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak at all that's here? Jesse?
Yeah, first off, I want to just thank the planning board for, stepping up and protecting our neighborhood and voting against the cell tower. You know, once industry trashes an area, it's pretty much unrecoverable. If the town decides they do need a cell tower here, they should find another place like that's already been industrialized. You know, there's power lines that run through Heath. I'm in Virginia now, and the whole way down here, I kept seeing cell towers mounted to big transmission lines. So there's no reason that, one of those areas that's already been destroyed by industry can't be utilized to, put in the cell tower there if it's something we need. I don't think it's anything we need. And I also hope that you, the select board, will, stand up and protect our neighborhood just like the planning board did. We moved out here to the country to get away from all this stuff, and basically slapping a cell tower down the road from our house would be against everything that we're trying to build and achieve out here. Do
Okay.
It's just one of those things. I think AT&T is abusing the idea of safety to jam cell tower into a, you know, an area that is it's not needed. You know, okay. I think safety is often abused to get what you want, and I think that this is just another instance of that.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it. Any other public comment for tonight? Okay, thank you. Let's see, a couple more minutes. So we have COVID-19 on the agenda, but I don't think we have any updates for that tonight. Do we, Helma, that we need to review?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not really. Hold on.
Next week.
You know, yeah. I just left it on there just in case.
Yeah. Okay. So we can take that off. Oh, and just a reminder that there is the Board of Health. Did you have something else? Go ahead.
No, you finish what you're saying.
I was going to say that we have the reminder for, it is tomorrow, right? Tomorrow yes. night, which my days are all one right after another here. Lots of meetings. And 7 p.m. Board of Health Select Board will be there. And I'm sure other folks will be there as well to discuss COVID. And so that's at 7 p.m. and that's posted and everybody has the call-in for that. So there's that reminder. And 2 minutes, is that, what else, Helma?
Well, I was just gonna say, and I'm saying it because the person has given permission for it to be talked about publicly. So I'm not violating any confidentiality, but Charlene is back to work. Today was her first day back. After a negative test yesterday.
Perfect. Great. Well, that's good. That's good. Very good. Okay. I'm watching the clock. Oh, we can take one quick. Do you have the mail there in front of you, guys? We can take one quick vote, I guess. Right, Helma?
Yep.
We'll do the Buckland-Shelburne one first, because then we can do the other one afterwards, because that's a little bit longer. And if you have that in front of you, which I do not, can you give us the update on that, Helma, quick?
Yes, this just came in today, but basically someone who is a full-time classroom teacher at Buckland-Shelburne Elementary School would like to apply for a part-time evening custodian position at Buckland-Shelburne. And under conflict of interest law, there's the what's called tiny town exception, where if select boards approve it, the employee can hold more than one paid position. Since this is part of our school district, every town in the district, or the select board of every town in the district, needs to vote in favor of this. So the employees, David Conlon, has evidently sent letters out to each of the select boards asking if the select boards would consider it and vote in the affirmative to allow this exemption for him.
Okay, so can I have a motion from the select board to do so?
I move that we approve his request to be allowed to hold two positions within the town.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. All right. Great, thank you. So there's one of the items, check. And it's 6:10. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Okay, so for everyone here, Nancy Thane has applied for the office assistant position that has been advertised. And as customary, we always do an interview in public session, which we're going to do now for Nancy. And we have just a list of questions that have been put together. There's six, Nancy, and we'll kind of just run through them, each one of us taking turn reading you. You can answer, and if there's anything else that you would like to add afterwards or have questions for us, we can do that right at the end.
Okay.
We'll go right into it. And we'll let Sue start.
Ooh, okay. Nancy, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? In particular, what about this job has drawn your interest?
Let's see. Where do I start? I grew up in New York. Our family had a summer home here, which is the house that we now live in. And so I was here many, many summers before eventually retiring here, which I retired here 9 years ago, Steve and I did. We lived in Central New York before that. I have been involved in things in the town many, many years already. I find the town very near and dear to my heart. I've been a town registrar. I've been in the Historical Society. I'm on the Heath Herald. And it just feels like an extension to be able to do something else for the town. I have, in those kinds of jobs, I have proven myself to be a very organized person and a very structured in the way that I do things kind of a person. And I think that falls well into a job like being an office assistant. So that's what I'm thinking I'm here for.
Great, thanks, Nancy. Brian, you want to do number two?
Okay, Nancy, you sort of answered some of this question, but I'll read it anyway. How does your experience and training qualify you to help meet its needs in this particular area of town governance? Please give us some examples of your experience with administrative work as it would relate to the duties of this position.
Okay, let's see. So it's an organizational type of a position. It's so I guess I'll go back to the fact that I'm managing editor of the Herald. Been secretary of numerous organizations, both here and in New York, which is a reflection of the kinds of skills that I have in working with documents and papers and all. I've actually was the president of a school board out in Central New York for several years, so I know how government works. And a special education teacher, which means that I know how to work with structured types of situations and lots of paperwork.
Great. And my question is just kind of a continuation as well. Describe your experience in working with different types of people from various backgrounds.
Okay. As I said, I was the president of a school board for several years. And so I worked with all the different levels of types of people who worked at the school in the school district, from the clerical staff to the teachers and the other administrators and the bus drivers. And I think that I dealt fairly and equitably with all those different ranges of people. I've worked in different school districts with much very different types of educational styles, and I think that I was adaptable to all of those different types of styles.
I've been on church boards, and so that is a different type of a person, again, type of a position. I was the president of a board of educators of the teachers of the deaf for the state of New York. So I've got that kind of organizational skills. So that's kind of what I'm thinking that falls into this type of a job.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy. Sue, you're up.
Okay. A lot of the work that you'll be doing would probably be more secretarial, but you will be filling in. Hopefully you would be filling in for Hilma in her absence if she was on vacation or something. So It's possible you could be in a position where you might have to respond to or interact in with a challenging situation. So we have an example for you to see how you would handle it. The town coordinator is on vacation. A resident calls and is very angry because their road has not been plowed and now their car was stuck in a ditch. We've all been there. How would you respond to them?
I guess that I would suggest that I would look into it and I would contact the highway superintendent and ask what his information is on the subject. I don't think that it would be my job to actually intervene with the different actual other employees of the town. So that's where I would go with it.
Okay, thank you.
Brian.
What days and hours would you be available for work? How much flexibility do you have in your schedule? Are you willing and do you have the ability to work more hours on a given week if the town coordinator is absent from the office?
I'm available anytime. I can arrange the rest of my schedule around the time that I would need to be working in the office. And yeah, being fully retired, I also have time to add more time to a schedule in any given week if necessary.
Thank you.
And the last one is basically, do you have questions for us or is there anything else you would like to add or let us know?
I guess the fact that while Helma was out with her knee operation, I did sub in and do some work in the office as working as the town clerk or substitute town clerk. And so I think I have somewhat of a handle on the way that the office environment here functions. And so I think that would help me get going faster than some other people. I also helped with a lot of the unpacking and organizing of some of the files upon arrival upon the move from the one building to Jacobs Road. So I have an idea of the organizational strategy and system already. And do I have any questions? Not really. I think that I'm pretty clear on the way the job would go.
Great, thank you. Helma, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Brian, do you have any other questions or comments or anything?
I have none. Thanks, Sue? Nancy.
Thanks.
No, the only other question I would have had would be from somebody who didn't have the background that she has. I just wanted to make sure that whoever was coming in was comfortable in training for the basics of Hilma's job so that in her absence they can cover her daily duties. But you've already had some background and experience in that, so it sounds like kind of a useless question at this point.
And I'm all set myself. Anything else, Nancy?
No, this is good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. And well, first, thank you for applying for the position. Then second, thank you for coming in. And we'll make a decision very quickly and let you know, seeing how there's all. I don't think we have any other interviews, do we, Helma?
No, this is the only application we have received
today. All right. So we'll be getting right back to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
See ya.
See you later.
Nancy.
Okay. She actually did leave. I didn't know if she was going to hang around. Select board, are you wanting to hold out for further applications, or in general, are you happy with Nancy and willing to put forth a motion to offer her the position.
I'm good with that.
I'm willing to move forward. Job's been advertised for almost a month now. She wasn't the only applicant, and she happens to be a very solid candidate. So it seems silly not to move forward.
Right. And remind us, Helma, the hourly pay that we have budgeted. Do you remember? Was it
50? I believe it's $15.31.
Yeah, I think so too. $15.31. I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Sue,
I'll move that we offer the position of office assistant to Nancy Thane at the agreed upon salary.
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Sue, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Rob and I. So Hilma, you'll let her know and get her started.
Yes.
Thank you. Great. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So let's just sneak in that last piece of mail, if that's okay. And then we'll go into Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater lease review. And the mail that came, Hilma, will you give us some background on that so everybody's up to speed?
Sure. I got a call this morning from Attorney Mark James, and he said that in the scramble to try to get everything completed last week and everything, he forgot that this was a required part, this host community agreement certification form is a document that is required by the CCC. And there's, even though I only included the one form with one naming one applicant in your mail, there are the four separate forms, one for each of the farmers. And basically it's a statement that certifying that yes, the select board and each applicant came to a mutually agreeable and select board approved HCA. If you folks are willing to say, yep, it'll just get signed and then decide who will sign it. I think it only takes one person based on number six, either the municipality's contracting authority or authorized representative needs to sign it. I know they are hoping to get these signed and returned tomorrow morning so that they can move forward with their applications.
Okay, Sue, questions?
Nope, she answered all of my questions and what she just explained.
Brian, questions?
I have none.
Okay. So we vote each one of these separately?
You could do it all in one motion.
All right.
If you wanted to name them all and I give you the names.
I was just going to say, I was going to pull out my...
I think...
And then we do have to decide who's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So first I'll ask for a motion to accept the host community agreement certification form for each of the farmers. One of them is Alchemy Cannabis Inc. Mm-hmm. One was, I don't have it all in front of me. I thought I had it in front of me. But.
The next one is True Cannabis Inc.
Oh yeah, True Cannabis Inc. Thank you.
The third one, I believe, was Vega Cannabis Inc.
Yep.
And then the fourth one was Vibes.
Vibes, that's correct. So all four. So if I could have that motion.
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. And then do you want to put forth a motion to authorize Hilma to sign those as the town coordinator on behalf of the select board?
So move.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay. So that takes care of the couple mail items we had to do. Now we are into Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater. And we're going to be reviewing a lease and a memorandum of understanding. So we'll start with the lease document. And the one that we should be reviewing came to us today. Does everybody have that?
The first one or the second one? You mean the second one, correct?
Yeah, the one that said, use these tonight.
Yeah.
Or something that like one. That. Use
that's,
these tonight.
That's what I'm doing, using the ones that she said to.
Okay, so I didn't have access to a printer, so I'm going to be trying to do this from the screen and pay attention. So yeah, I can't see everybody while I'm doing this. So if you want me to stop someplace that I'm not stopping automatically, just holler out Brian or Sue or Hilma. So lease, the section one. So I figured we'll just go section by section. And oh, I should say our plan for tonight is to try to be on the same page, the three of us, with each of the sections. There may be some wording that we have to work on in some of those sections. And then this all has to go to for review by the recovery theater folks, the board, that's what I was trying to say. And so we're not voting tonight. Tonight's not a voting night. This is a try to get to a level that we can seek their input as well. And then have to come to some final agreement before we actually vote on anything. So
Point does it have to go to the lawyer?
Well, it Helma's working on that.
Okay.
Right, but go ahead, Helma.
I heard back from the lawyer. He actually recommended that once I do like whatever revisions you folks input tonight, that it be sent to him next.
Okay.
Just to make sure there was nothing that we were like offering that we shouldn't.
Okay.
That would happen before it goes to the recovery theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I do have still a couple, you know, that question. Well, we'll get to that section. So let me, let's get started on it. I don't think that there's a lot that we have to really, that we're questioning, but let's get started. All right, so section one, the summary. Pretty straightforward. And then I'll just go, you know, Sue, Brian, if you have anything. Sue, anything on section one, the summary?
No, we need to fill in the square footage, which is 3,000 something.
Yeah.
I don't know how big the closet is, but the three classrooms would each average out to about 1,000 feet each, I think. The preschool's a little bit bigger and the other rooms are a little bit smaller.
We can pull that right from Brian's drawing.
Yeah, well, I've got the square feet. I just didn't look up that document.
Okay.
Today.
Brian, anything on section one summary?
I think we may have to talk about storage. Yeah, it's got equipment closet down here, but you know, there are things that need a place to be stored that are stored there now, and then there may be other demands on that. There's also the electrical room and maintaining free access to the electrical room and the boiler room through that space. So we may have to define that a little bit more. So anyway, I would hold that one.
Okay. And I think we started to do that in the memorandum of understanding, but
okay.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Section 2, premises. Sue, anything on premises?
No.
Brian?
Oh, no.
Okay. Section 3 is term of lease. We'll have to fill that out once we know. That's pretty straightforward. Section 4.
Could I ask if there are any significant differences between this version and the one that was sent earlier? Because I just got home about 5 o'clock. So this is the first I've seen. I mean, I haven't really reviewed this at all.
Yeah, well, and you can keep looking at it. I know some of it because it's based on some of the questions I had when I first read the first one. I'll point out some of the changes that I know, and maybe Hilma can hop into and give you some of them. And then, like I said, we're not, I guess after tonight, after people have more of a chance to digest it, just send any questions to Hilma because she's going to send it off to Mark anyways, if that makes sense. So in section 4, there was, because this was a template for other previous leases, and there was just some information that I had questioned the applicability. And one of them was in additional rent. There was a section in that other one about taxes. Well, there are no taxes. So that we took out, and then security deposit was added in. If you see in section 4, I suggested that we need a security deposit. So. Anything, Sue, that you want to comment on in section 4?
Oh, you commented on the things that I
caught. Okay.
That had caught, yeah.
Yeah. Brian, anything you want to talk about tonight in section 4, or you want to keep looking that over later?
Well, I will look it over further, but was the amount that was put in there for the lease, is that something that has been reviewed and agreed to? Or is this is our offer? No.
This is our offer.
No.
I think it's been agreed to, though, right?
Yeah.
That's what was agreed to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah.
Well, unless you guys don't want to accept it, maybe I should put it that way. That's their offer.
Okay. Good. All right.
And that's still, I mean, those are things we can still talk about. Utilities, section 5, Sue?
No. Most of the questions I had said to Hilma earlier, and those changes have already been, for the most part, have been put in here. So,
right. I think the question I had about utilities, and it gets covered in the memorandum of understanding, is wanting to have the ability to review basically the agreement in during the length of the lease, so that we could make sure that utilities are being covered appropriately. But that's kind of being covered under the memorandum of agreement as well. Brian, things on utilities that you want to talk about tonight?
No.
Okay. Section 6 is use of premises. I think we pulled something out of this one, Brian. There was a section in the last paragraph that talked about basically passing on any increase. increases increased cost in utilities for after hours or something like that.
But yeah, the 6.5 hours of use is different than the original.
Yeah, so yeah. We changed that because that just wasn't really applicable. So that's a change from the first one. Sue, other things in use of premises?
Not for me.
So Brian, I don't know if there's anything you want to talk about tonight. I'm sure you got to review that section more.
Yeah.
Same for me. I haven't had a chance to, I had to like read this quick. So section 7, alterations, maintenance. So for me, one of the issues on this one, this is a long section, but the last 7.6 is added. And I don't know that this is even worded correctly. I think this has to be massaged a little bit more. Removal of ice and snow. It was important to me that we are very specific with the fact that's done by municipal workers at time that works in their schedule. So we need to have clarification in there that the landlord isn't doing snow removal on every hour on the hour at the building. So I think we just need to make sure that we have that information correctly included. So I think this wording has to be changed a little bit. And Mark, I think, can help with that one. And this is also the section where we talk about maintenance and alterations. So everybody's gonna make sure you really read through that and if there's questions. And then there's further clarification in the memorandum of understanding as well. Sue, thoughts on section 7?
Yeah, no, actually under alterations, I read through it a couple of times and I guess I need to do it a couple more. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I feel pretty strongly that in this first year of this agreement that they should not be making any kind of permanent alterations.
Correct.
In that building other than having, I understand the toilet thing, but because those toilets are really low in that room. But, I don't feel like there should be any permanent alterations allowed in this first stage until we really do see how everything works out. And so I just am not sure if that's strong enough there.
So I think maybe the solution to that is, Hilma, when you do send this off to Mark, just really stressing that that's what we wanted to say. No permanent alterations. So we want to make sure we have the right wording other than what we have in the memorandum of understanding, which is the toilet sink issue.
Yep.
Right. And a curtain or something like that. Brian, go ahead. Sorry.
Say that the alterations have to be reversible.
That's a good way. Yeah.
And there may be things like removing, there's all those cubbies and things in there. They may want those.
Yeah.
Certainly would take care of stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I think by the fact that at the very beginning, 7.1 alterations, tenant with landlord's prior written consent.
Right.
So in other words, they can't do anything without your written consent.
Right.
Because it's going to be building code issues and alterations, or there potentially could be. So we mm-hmm. would need to approve that.
Right. All right. So everybody make sure you're comfortable with that section.
Robin, this is Pam.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment? I would just suggest that alterations need to be reversible at the tenant's expense.
Yeah. That's a good point. Thanks. All right. Okay, I'm still here. I'm just trying to read some things myself. So section 8 is indemnification and release. I'm assuming Mark is reviewing all of this section, but Sue, anything in this section?
No.
Brian, anything for tonight here?
No.
And insurance, same thing with that. Sue, anything in insurance?
Actually, I just, is rather than trying to read it right now, is there something in here that specifies that they have to give us evidence of that insurance, that that insurance is in place before they begin using the building?
Yeah, they don't get any keys till we get the certificate of insurance.
Okay, is that in here somewhere, or is that just
no? That's your
obstinate, or is that a HELMA policy?
That's your obstinate town coordinator policy.
Okay.
I mean, if you want it clearly spelled out in there, but I mean, there's basically, you know, until they produce a certificate of insurance and the security deposit, they don't get keys.
Well, it also says in here within 10 days of entering the premises. Oh, that's personal. There is a line under personal property that the tenant shall furnish to landlord evidence of such insurance coverage satisfactory to landlord.
I remember that there was something in the old agreement, the short-term agreement that they had before, that specified they had to present evidence before they could begin usage. I just didn't know if it needed to be in here or the language that's already there covers it.
I think that there's language in here. I'm reading it real quick that does, but we'll confirm that too. And, you know, named as additional insured, all of that. So next, casually eminent domain. That's pretty straightforward. Sue, anything there?
Nope.
Brian?
I don't have anything on that.
And then 11, termination default. Sue?
Nope.
Brian, anything for tonight on that?
No.
And then miscellaneous is miscellaneous. Sue?
No, I just find some of the titles interesting.
Me too.
Quiet enjoyment.
I like quiet enjoyment. Brian, anything for tonight in this section? Probably going to read through that.
Yeah, I don't have
anything. So that's the lease. Any thought, afterthoughts, questions, send those to Helma so she can get that off to Mark for clarification. Anything overall on the lease, Sue?
The only, we haven't done the memorandum of understanding yet, but
correct.
Number 20 on the on that is the review. And I don't know if we needed to have anything in the lease itself regarding the fact that that is subject to review in April and in September, and that the results of that could be some changes in the agreement.
Yeah, so that in general is a question that Hilma and I've just been talking about, and I kind of asked for clarification. I asked like as a very broad statement. I wanted to make sure that whatever's in the lease and whatever's in the memorandum of understanding, that they go together, that there isn't something that's not connecting between the two of them. And that, yes, what's in the memorandum of MOU, I'm going to just say that, in the MOU, if there are notes that are in there that need to be replicated in the lease. I kind of asked that same type of question.
Okay.
Just to make sure. And because I don't really know if they have equal power at the end of the day or if one trumps the other. So, or if together they become, because it does say that together they become the agreement. So I think that that's the statement that needs to have be in there. But we are going to check on all that.
Okay.
So the memorandum of understanding, MOU. And this, I think, since these are, there's 17, 18, 20, 20 bullet points. I'll just start. Sue, is there anything on any of these, since they're so short, I'm not gonna go one by one by one, but is there anything that you'd like to bring up tonight that you would like checked into more with Mark, better wording, disagree with, any thoughts?
No, I like the changes that happened between morning and this afternoon. So I thought that there was a lot more clarity to the document than there was this morning.
I lost my email here. under the first item was supervision of minors.
Yep.
Was that any change? Because I think our building use policy is more stringent than that.
It was rewritten, Brian.
Okay.
The first thing sent out.
All right.
It was the first thing was too general.
Okay.
The change.
Sue, what?
The change says all participants and attendees under the age of 16 must be supervised by an authorized adult at all times while on town property.
So I would, my recommend, hold on, hold on here, okay. Please. My recommendation is on the memorandum of understanding, since Ryan, you haven't had a chance to really look at it. I think that if you have comments or thoughts about it, I think you can, you know, just send them to Hilma. Did you have any based on the original one other than the first one? And then I'll get back to Pam. Hold on. Brian?
I have anything to add to it.
Okay, all right. No. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Pam.
So the building use committee policy about supervision requires two adults present with any group of minors, not one. And that is a protection both for the children and for the adults. And we established it because of the issue of sexual misconduct, the potential for sexual misconduct. And I feel like having two adults present with each group is something very much worth including in this memorandum of understanding. And Jonathan and I have talked about this in the past, and he understood it very well. It really is about protecting kids and also protecting the people who are supervising them.
Okay, thanks.
So that's one comment I would make.
Okay.
On item 9, I would say it needs to be in coordination with municipal youth and other previous renters. That has to, you know, his requests don't trump other people's rentals. Right?
Okay, what other ones?
I would suggest that there needs to be something about requiring regular cleaning on item 12, that it's not just left as the sole responsibility, but I would specify what the expectation is around the frequency of cleaning and also the regularity of trash removal, that it needs to be weekly, because we have mice over there, and if the trash stays around, it just gets out of hand. And it's also a public health issue.
Okay.
Those are the only things I had.
Okay, great, thank you. trying to read at the same time, read and listen. So Sue, thoughts, number one, supervision of minors.
No, I was glad to see the change. It was one of the comments I had sent to Hilma this morning.
Are you, what about two versus one? Two adults.
I guess we would have to make a little more change there because it may not be practical to have an adult with every, I think what the use policy says is that with every group of kids. I'm not, right now I can't think of a way around of clearing up the wording.
Well, you could just refer to the building use policy in that. If we already have that established, then you could just refer that, or just say that they have to abide by the by that. That policy is part of the memorandum of understanding, the building use policy.
Hilma?
What do you want when it's one child?
But I wonder.
What about when it's one child?
Yep. Everybody's.
You should not have one adult. One adult should not be with one child. That's just like the worst possible.
So then it's not just groups, it's any.
Yeah, there should always be two children. Adults. Yep. Okay. And Jonathan worked with that really easily and well in all of his rentals.
Okay, so then that's really easy to change. You just put in must be supervised by two authorized adults at all times.
Correct.
Or two or more.
Right.
Yeah, but the tricky thing is that you can't have one adult in the preschool room with one kid and everybody else down in the gym.
That's not what it's saying.
Okay, I just want to be clear about that.
Okay. Just trying to read through these two. Sue, other bullet points on here?
I guess the one other one I think I had sent was that whether, and we might know the answer better to this after we meet with the Board of Health tomorrow night, but we have compliance with protocol, COVID-19 protocol. Do we want to say anything about our responsibility or whose responsibility it is to make decision about the program if COVID has been discovered within the group?
There's going to be there's already been protocol in place since the beginning of COVID. And I don't think that needs to be spelled out in great detail, maybe the separate document given to them. But there was a protocol in place for the first time they held whatever it was, summer workshop.
Right, all right.
Last summer.
Right, I mean, it does make sense that we may wanna be holding out just a little bit till after tomorrow because we might have some changes we wanna make to that in general.
Mm-hmm. And my other thing I noticed it was in the short-term one that they had access to the use of the, this would be under equipment. They had access to the use of the staging. I assume probably ladders and stuff. I don't know if we need to say anything about the use of those anywhere in the in this MOU.
They've been using the staging since the first time they used the building. I mean, that's an essential, that's essential equipment for being able to mount the silks, and they use it as a prop too at times. So I think they have to be able to use that.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just wondering, because I saw it in another document, I'm just asking if it needs to be in this document.
Yeah.
It probably should be in this document, so.
Yeah, it should.
I don't know if there has to be anything said about it. I think Jonathan takes care of it, but obviously you need to be instructed in how to assemble and use the staging, you know, safely. There are things like, well, I mean, obvious fall hazards, but there are things like, you know, chocking the wheels and all that kind of stuff to prevent it from moving. I don't know if we need to explicitly say that the use of equipment should be, or that someone in this organization has to take responsibility for familiarizing the users of this equipment with safety protocols, or something to that effect.
I think that's a good idea to add.
You might just say that no one can use that equipment that hasn't been instructed in the safe use of it. Sorry, I was going to say you might want to say they can use it at their own risk.
I guess the question for Mark is the insurance should, the fact that they have to be insured. I guess in general, we just need clarity between their own insurance and the town's insurance. Sue, other items?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna keep looking a little bit more tonight and tomorrow morning. Brian, anything else?
I don't have anything at the moment.
Okay. All right, so you'll help mom make what changes you can based on what we've all said tonight, and then get that to Mark. And if we have questions, we'll send them to you as well, I guess.
Yeah, and if you have questions that you think relate to Mark or that Mark needs to answer, you know, the sooner I get them, the better, because I'll probably be working on this tomorrow morning to get it sent off to him.
Okay.
There is the issue of that storage container, I think, is lived its useful life, the one that Jonathan has out there now. And I wonder if we shouldn't try to get him to replace that. You know, I don't think we have to resolve that tonight, but I think it's worth looking at the condition of that thing and whether or not it either needs to be repaired or replaced.
So my feeling about that is that I agree. I mean, I haven't looked at it, but I agree. If there's an issue with that container, that we, the select board, should be dealing with that with Jonathan, just in general, regardless of this lease. You know, if it needs to be replaced or removed or repaired or whatever, we should be having that conversation. Okay. So don't you, I mean, because I think that is legit regardless of whether this next step is taken. I think that's a legitimate conversation.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to handle that, but if we should do an inspection with him at some point before we get too much more snow, that might be a smart idea.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that, Brian, or you want? How do you want to handle that?
Sure, I'd be glad to do that.
Okay. You want Hilma to reach out and send an email to both you and Jonathan, or how do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay. Will you do that, Hilma, please? Because I agree that that should be dealt with no matter what. That's why I think it's good that in the memorandum, it's not specific to that storage unit. It's just a storage unit if he chooses to have one.
Okay.
And even whatever one he chooses needs to be inspected and approved anyways. So double coverage. I think I'm set with both items. Sue, anything else on either the lease or the MOU?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Brian?
I'm good for now.
All right. Perfect. And thanks, Pam, for the input from building use. Anything else we have to do on that, Hilma, tonight?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate all your effort on it.
And thank you for pulling it together for us to review. What else? Is that it? I don't want to get too excited yet. That's it? Okay. Anything else? I'll just ask. Anything else, Sue, for tonight?
No.
All right.
Do we need to talk about the agenda for the next meeting?
Yeah, we can. I think we started that conversation. So we will continue to have placeholders for executive. We'll continue to have COVID. We'll have Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater on. So is our plan to have this all ready for another review on Tuesday? Is that what we would be expecting, Hilma? Okay.
Yep.
And then it will go to Hilltown for a review.
It's up to you guys. He's going to want it before then.
Well, we can't review it as a group until next Tuesday. I'm not having another meeting for.
No, but the thing is,
not having another meeting.
It's, I think, in terms of if Mark says all the general terms in both the lease and the MOU are legal, are legit. I think it's are those okay? Even if you guys have not approved all the language changes that Mark is going to make.
Sue, thoughts?
I'm just wondering if it would expedite things a little bit if we can get some feedback from Jonathan. Once we get feedback from Mark, on having the perfect legal language, whether it might save everybody some time and some discussion if they've had a chance to review it a little bit as well. Because otherwise we're gonna go back and we're gonna review it a second time to approve the language, and then it's going to have to go to Jonathan, and then we're going to have to discuss it again because Jonathan's going to come back with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if it will speed things up to combine it somehow.
It's fine with me. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Well, we still need to talk about other town functions that may occur in the space, and some of them may be occurring simultaneously with his use. Like the library has expressed an interest in doing some programs, and the library meets on, or they are open on Saturdays. So is that going to be a problem? I mean, there's certain issues like that that aren't really addressed in a lease other than to acknowledge that other people are using the building. So how do we get to resolution on that?
Well, isn't it saying, though, that he has exclusive use of the offices, his three offices, but all of the rest is basically
scheduled
by, has to be scheduled.
Yeah.
Is that, could you, would you think that would cover what, if the library was doing a program, I want to make sure that people, that, you know, the town offices or town functions are, I think should have priority, you know, like if the library wanted to do something, or the Council on Aging, or they're having a foot clinic or something, that Jonathan would have to understand that he needs to work around those kind of things.
I think that that's what it says, but I think to be 100% certain, we can just, when you're sending this to Mark, Helma, just say that at the end of the day, what we want this to say is that he, and this is what in essence has been agreed on with Jonathan, you have exclusive rights to those three rooms. We're not going to go and do book clinic in there. But if there is a town function going on, that trumps. There are certain times where he has his performances, that would be an issue, right? So if he has a performance schedule, right.
Those are posted in advance.
Right.
You know, if there's any issues, they could be worked out before they.
Right. And that's those four performances that I've listed in the memorandum of understanding.
And that would be the case with any user of that building. They have to work out those kind of details. Right. But,
Robin and I, in one of our meetings with him, and I will reiterate it again and again, have said, you know, you can schedule, you know, give us a basic schedule for several months. And when is your performance going to be? When are the dress rehearsals or whatever he calls them? And, you know, it's kind of the same with, say, Council on Aging, for example. They know the foot clinic months in advance. They know when it's going to be. It's scheduled ahead to reserve the nurse. It seems to me, from what I've observed, the library is really great at planning things ahead. And so it's like, you know, if the library is going to do, I mean, I don't know, whatever, do some kind of program on such and such a Saturday morning, and it's going to be in the gym, then, okay, the library has it reserved. And, you know, I would think it would be like other things that have occurred in the past with different groups in Heath, that we've always been able to work together and somehow coordinate and do a trade-off of, you know, like, okay, I really need it, you know, this day or whatever. And so then the other group says, okay, then I'll take this other day. We've always been able to work that out. And I think that's what part of what Robin and I have tried to communicate to Jonathan in the past. And I believe it's going to work.
Okay. I haven't been involved in those conversations with him, so I don't know how he responded, you know.
Well, I think we're trying to pick that up in some of the different items in the memorandum of understanding and in the lease. And if we need to be, put more wordage in, we certainly can do that. I will say this. I 100% agree assume that there will be issues. I do not know how to come up with a document that could cover every possible issue that will happen. However, that being said, the fact that we can keep reviewing this and we have an out, I think at the end of the day gives us those options. We can exercise that at any point in time for any number of reasons, or for one reason. I am concerned, I said this before, about, and I've made it clear to everyone, that I have concern, just my bigger concern is really not about the library activity or the foot clinic or his performances, you know, who somehow all of those things have all different activities happen in that building and have been happening by the perseverance of the scheduling process that happens. And I think it's been happening pretty good. I don't see that changing, the essence of that changing. My concern is really how just the movement of people in the building works. And I think that that's going to have to be something that we address regularly with him when we see how it works. Because to me, that's the bigger concern. To me, my concern is having an individual in an office working and then having students trying to move through the building. And I don't think it will happen often, but it obviously will happen. And then how does that happen? And how do we address issues that can come up with that, which they will? So that's really one of my big concerns too. I'm hoping that the scheduling of events continues to go as smoothly as it does now. I'm sure there's hiccups now with it, but I'm hoping there aren't any more hiccups. And I think if we just need to make sure that Mark understands the concept behind what we're trying to accomplish with the lease and the memorandum of understanding, that we're trying to use the bulk of the building in a multi-purpose fashion. And obviously the town's town's usage oftentimes will have to trump anybody who's leasing the building. So we need to make sure whatever document we're giving anybody is clear to that fact. I think the big kicker is making sure Mark understands that concept.
Okay.
I think. Does that make sense, Brian? Or
yeah, some of it is just going to be an experiment. You're going to have to try it and see how it works. And if you say there is, we do have outs if things get out of hand.
Right.
But okay, I mean, you can't write everything into an agreement like this. There are going to be things that you never thought of, and you know, things that aren't as well defined as you had hoped.
Right. And I guess the answer to that, or my thought is, and I guess I just want to make sure Mark is telling me that my feeling or my belief is correct. I guess it's not a feeling, it's my belief, that if we do encounter any issue at the end of the day, there is an out. If the correction, obviously the first step is to try to correct the issue, but if a mutually agreeable correction can't be achieved, then there's an out. That's the thing for me, is to make sure that's the case in the wording that's in here. And I'll be honest, that whole termination piece, there's a big paragraph in there. I would just like to make sure that that's really what that's all saying.
Okay.
We may have to exercise, and I'm hoping not. I hope it's successful. I mean, there's still there's a lot of different, we have the, you know, police, fire, there's a lot of different entities that are going to be in there. We have to make sure that they all work out together.
Yeah.
Sue?
Nothing else.
Just all those concerns, same concerns.
I think the list is long enough.
I know. Other thoughts, Brian?
I just wondered if we wanted to say anything about the meeting tomorrow, or the Board of Health meeting.
Yeah, the Board of Health meeting tomorrow.
It's 7 o'clock. 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's posted. There's an agenda that's posted. It's pretty clear what's going to happen in the meeting. It is a Board of Health meeting. Obviously, I'll open. We're posted too, right? Are we posted?
Yes.
Yeah, we're posted. So I'll open up our meeting also. I may have a work meeting that I have to leave for at 8 o'clock. I'm just FYI. I'm waiting to hear. So I may have to leave one Zoom to go. Oh, actually, so you know what, Hilma, you'll need to open ours. Or no, we're calling into the Board of Health, right?
Yeah,
we're calling into theirs, right? So it won't matter, but I may have to leave and someone else will have to close if that's the case.
Right.
It sounded like the last, that it's, depending on who's there, I guess there's a big chunk of time for public comment as I look at the agenda. Anything else on the on anything for tonight? Sue?
No.
Oh, so next week, that's what we were talking about, is our agenda for next week, weren't we? Oh my goodness. So this will be, what else did we have next week? Anything? I don't think so. Hopefully we'll wrap this piece up.
Was there something about budget? The beginning budget process, was that on the next agenda?
Yes, we're going
to
have
somewhere along the way you wanted to have a discussion about how we were going to start that whole budget.
Yes. So process. Let's do that. We should be able to fit that in next week. Just the select board.
Just the select board. Okay.
And whatever else comes up, let Hilma know if you got any other thoughts, anything else.
And the two in the two executive session possibilities will carry over.
Yeah. Yep. Basically everything carries over except for the interview. Anything else for tonight, Sue?
No.
Brian?
No.
Thank you. Hilma?
No, thank you.
All right, if that's it, then Jesse, I'll give you, if you have a quick thing, but we're gonna close here pretty soon.
Yeah, I would just like to know what is the plan with the tower? Because, you know, basically all of us are sitting there wondering what the plan is and we have no idea and we're all left in the dark and information isn't getting around to people. And
yeah, unfortunately that's an executive, so there's nothing that we can release at this point in time. All of our communications have been through executive session at this point. So unfortunately, that's all I can say right now.
Well, how long are we going to be in the dark about this?
We have no idea. That's all I can say. I don't know. Sorry. I apologize, but that's a rule we have. It's an executive. It's litigation.
It's our homes. It's our livelihood.
I get it.
Our neighborhood.
Thanks, Jesse. I apologize, but that's a rule we have. Executive session. And one of the items that pushes us into executive session is under General Law 30A, Section 21, and it's discussions in respect to strategy on litigation or collective bargaining.
I understand all that. I had a similar response with all the emails I spent years writing to you. Well, you know,
this one is executive. That's all I can do. Is there anything else for tonight? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn at 7:19.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thanks, everyone. See you tomorrow night at Board of Health meeting.
Okay. See you there.
Thanks. Good night.
Good
night.